Now listen to this one. I want to see if my young daughter loves me. Would it be immoral to tell her that I'm divorcing her mom and abandoning her to see if she cries if I tell her it was a lie in the next moment? Can you believe that? I absolutely gasped. This is one of the worst. I don't care if I hurt your feelings or not, this gentleman who calls himself the dad. This is a monstrous, monstrous issue. And no one who loves his child would even imagine such a thing. Can you think of what dad would do? What the results would be? He can't imagine someone who would come up with something so wicked when it's not true. For she'd always doubt. She'd always doubt, is this true or is there something that led to it? Can she trust you when you say something the next time? Does she really know where she stands? She's a young girl. You cut her off at the legs. And what does this say about your self-esteem? Now you have to perpetrate this gigantic fear, even if short-lived, on this little girl to elicit from her misery to satisfy you that she loves you. If you don't know that she loves you now, believe me, this little test is not going to tell you anything, because she might be thinking, who knows? I mean, if you allow this, she cries because she won't be getting as much money from her mother. Or she cries because it's a shock. Or she cries because her friend just had a divorce and she didn't think she would either. And it's a competitive with the friend. This is unbelievable. There's no practical, imaginable reason for this. You know, I hate to say this to you, quote the dad. I believe this is motivated by hostility. I'm sorry I try not to make personal accusations about questioners. This is one of the worst things I can imagine. How would you like it? How would you react? If you were at work, you're an adult already, and your boss wants to test your motivation. So he comes in and he says to you, you know, I'm sorry, business is not that good. We have to let you go. And he wants to see your reaction. Would you think, okay, it's just a cognitive quest? Or you want to find out whether your wife or whoever you're sleeping with really loves you. So you sleep with her. And at the end, just after the orgasm, say, okay, I'm off the next one now. After all, you want to see, is she going to be upset? Is she going to cry? What's she going to do? You better think over your whole philosophy of life. That's what I have to say. I'm almost in tears thinking of that little girl.